Where's the
Hey.
Talking to
Hello?
What?
Look
at
that.
Oh, I see it. Oh.
It comes on.
Hey, welcome to the Poser Podcast.
Hey, guys.
I'm here with Ben Beam. Wait, I'm Ian.
You're
That's
Ian.
What I'm supposed to say.
I'm Ben.
Yeah.
We need to start over.
And we're here. We are here with
Ethan Full of Love
and Abel Albanetti.
Yay! And they just discovered that when they talk into the microphone,
there's a green light.
The little green light on their interface lights.
And sometimes a red light when you're really loud, like Ethan.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna turn
so
you
what's
down.
Up, guys? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that wasn't planned.
Me and Ethan did not get that.
I was just checking to make sure Abel didn't get it either. I don't want to feel left out.
So how you guys doing?
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
I'm not going to lie. I feel really small right now.
Yeah.
What? You're tall.
Maybe you guys you guys should have sat on the couch. And we should have sat in a chair.
We should have sat
in
a chair. Why? Look, well, yeah. That helps.
So what that
those chairs look tiny when you guys sit in them.
Oh.
No. These chairs are big. Big chairs.
If you don't remember, Abel's been on our show before, and of course Ethan has too. Abel is, what is your job title again? You're a fitness trainer.
Yeah, personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's a lot bigger than we are. just he
only
is.
By your own fault.
Only by your own fault. Wow.
That hurts, Ethan. Yeah. Words hurt.
I'm just being honest. I think Ben's taking pictures of it.
Okay.
Paparazzi. Oh, yeah.
And Ethan is he does what you're a cop, obviously.
Yes.
We've talked about this before.
That I am.
But you also do like
yeah, I'm not as deep into it as Abel is.
Yeah.
Because he's just cooler than I am. But
yeah, I mean, look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that got that Ken doll face, you know? Just yeah. Cool, that nice caramel tan.
You just want to touch him.
Caramel tan, look at that.
Yeah!
Is that from church?
Abel has balls.
Yeah, that's from
as
church.
As he was telling me about that.
1 hour.
And all of a sudden, I'm coming back. I was burned, like,
completely. Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Oh, jeez.
That was crazy.
But yeah, I do it a little bit, but with my job, it's not as easy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Makes it a little more difficult.
But needless to say, all of our jokes that we just made are because they're enormous people. Me and Ben are rather small, so.
You used to be bigger.
I did used to be bigger, but
yeah,
I'm not.
Ian, unbeknownst to anybody, worked out with me for a month.
Yeah.
And.
No, it was 3 weeks.
It was a month. I remember.
I thought it was 3 weeks.
Abel will know how hard it is to get Ian in the gym and do it constantly. Because I would call him all the time.
I remember that. Because I would go to the gym and be like, Ian coming today? And you're like, I don't know. He said he was.
I mean, I would call this man. He'd always say, all right, dude, I'm going to work out with you. Just call me about 30 minutes before. All right, man. So me being the kind friend that I am, I was like, you know, I'm gonna call him. We're gonna go work out. We're just gonna have some fun. So I call him and like oh, dude, the wind's blowing the wrong direction and I can't get my key in the ignition right, and it's just spark plug went out and it's bad.
I broke my pinky toe. And
so in my defense,
and then I call him the next day, and then he's like. Oh, my dog, anyway, point being is out of a week's time, he'd come work out with me once. Anyway, all that to say is he did work out with me for like 3 weeks.
Consistently.
And you could really tell.
And dude, I mean, he got big. I'm talking about big. He lost like how much
weight?
You're
swole. I gained weight and lost pants.
Yeah, that's
sizes.
What it was.
I lost three pant sizes and gained 12 pounds.
Yeah, you could see his like muscle in his back start coming out, and people are constantly asking like, dude, like, what are you doing? And then I'm telling you, 3 weeks straight, come to work out with me, and all of a sudden, I don't think he's been in the gym since then.
Not consistently.
That was like 3 years ago.
Not consistently at all.
That was longer than three years.
That was
about 5 or 6.
About 5 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
But anyway, Ian's dedicated in other areas.
Plus, his wife thinks muscles are gross. So
she does. Well, she thinks like a lot of muscles are gross, which helps me because that means I can be lazy. So
I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this for my wife.
Yeah,
hey, babe, I'm sexy, right? These donuts are not for me.
I got an image to uphold. All right,
as he's digging into a thing of ice cream, for my wife.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, pizza. I got to work out. All right. Shoving.
So I mean,
I just remember volleyball. He came with that cell mask.
Yes.
You came with that cell mask. I was like, have you been working out? And you're like, no, I haven't been for 2 weeks. And he's just drinking that cell mask.
I do remember that. Me and Abel were sitting there like playing. And he's like, oh, he's got some cell mask. We're like, oh, he must be working out. And like, Ian, you just get back from the gym? I'm just thirsty.
I just want people to think I was working out.
I just had this in my trunk.
Chugging creatine.
Yeah. I just had this in my trunk. Thought I'd drink it.
I didn't gain any extra weight though when I was drinking that stuff, which is a plus. And I didn't. Okay. I don't know what other side effects could happen if you're not working out.
He asked me. He's like, dude, what do I need to buy? And I told him a few things, and like he bought the cell mask and whatnot. And then this is when he was working out with me consistently, and then he stopped. So like one night I came to his house. And that cell mask was sitting on the fridge, and I was like, dude, you still got this, man? And he's like,
well,
first
asked me if I bought some more. Like, if
hi,
this is, my wife just walked in.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I probably asked him. Like, did you get more? He's like, no, that's the same
that's
one.
The same one.
I was like, well, have you opened it recently? Because it's probably old. Like, no, so
it was really
I'll pick
old.
It up.
Was
and
it like
was
a brick?
So old, dude.
I shook it, and
nothing moved. I was like, dude, you need to throw this out.
And then when I opened it, it was like I could have taken it out and thrown it at someone.
I think I even got a knife. I was like, dude, you could have
sculpted
out.
Something with that thing.
This is no good, man. You need to throw this out.
Oh, you guys make me feel bad about myself.
No. Feel good. You don't need that. You're sexy just the way you are. Yeah.
Thanks. Yep. Just the way you are. Don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Nice transition.
Okay, but hold on. In my defense, when I stopped working
the wind
out,
was blowing the wrong direction.
I was working nights, and it was always
hey,
hard.
Hey, hold on.
What?
I work nights.
Well, now...
I'll let you have your argument.
We'll get to that in a minute. I was working nights, and I just started working nights, so I was still getting used to it. And these all sound like excuses. I realize that. Listen to me, though.
They don't sound like they are.
Shut up. They help me feel better about myself, so deal with it. I was working nights, and the time that he would go... workout was always, I mean, it was always perfect for me before I started working nights because it was like 3 or 4, something
probably.
Like that. But when I started working nights, that was right when I woke up. And for some reason, the idea of like waking up, and I, whenever like working nights, which you could probably attest to this. Sorry, that was my phone. everybody was like, what?
Yeah. You got an elevator?
But whenever you work nights, it's, even if you sleep during the day, like it's, you still don't, at least I didn't feel right because I'm just like, I was always tired because
yeah,
your body thinks you're supposed to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So like I would always immediately like, the thought of waking up, like right when I wake up, the thought of going and hurting myself and making Ethan yell at me a lot was just like,
I'm very kind.
I don't want to do that. And then I was lazy, so I did it.
Well, I worked last night, and I haven't been to sleep yet. So.
And I'm small now, though, so there's that problem.
See, like, I don't... Ooh.
What did he do?
My dog just violated both my guests, so... I'm sorry about that.
Now that we've all been...
Now that we're all friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We've all been introduced.
No, like for me, like whenever I like work, you gotta stop.
Come here, Stel. Come here.
Like I don't know, like working nights, I feel like I get more sleep than I did working days.
Really?
Like, whoa. Because like the thing is, all right, for me anyway, it's 12. We all work 12-hour shifts, regardless if it's day or night. at 6 to 6.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah. It's not that much fun.
Man.
But well, imagine. Our short weeks are fun because they only work 2 days, but the other 5 days kind of suck. But
yeah.
Anyway, regardless if you work night or day, you work 6 to 6. So if you work days, you got to get up at like 4:30 in the morning, and then to be at work at 5:30 for roll call and all that.
Yeah.
And then you work to 6. Saying you do get off at 6, you get home at like 6:15, 6:30. And if you don't go to sleep by like 9, you're only going to get like 7.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But when I work nights, so I was really distracting. But working nights, like as soon as I get home at like 6:20. I don't do anything. I just go straight to sleep. So I sleep from like 6:20 usually to about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and that's like 8.5 hours.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
If I had your job, I'd probably like nights better.
Yeah.
I was in a machine shop.
Nights on my job are a lot better.
Over and over and over.
Yeah, see, like when I worked nights at FedEx, I hated it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you worked at FedEx.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
I hated it.
So I can imagine nights are better with your job.
I love nights. I don't know. Days for me are miserable. I'm not a morning person at all, which Abel is. And
did you work days? Did you work days in the jail?
No,
ever? You always work nights?
No.
I
worked nights in the jail I worked nights in the jail the whole time I was there. And then for the first like 4 months I was on patrol, I worked days. And
stop it, Stella. Seriously. It's weird.
She really likes Abel.
Like, inappropriately so. Like,
well, hello.
Hello.
Was nights in the jail miserable?
No, it was awesome.
Really?
A lot better than days.
Really?
Yeah, because on days, well, for one, they're all awake.
Yeah.
So that's the most annoying part of the whole time.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
And then you got to feed them.
Oh, I hate
that's
feeding.
The worst part of the whole job as well. So working nights, at 10 o'clock, they all go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't have anything to do from like 10 to 6. Which, I mean, yeah, it did get boring after a little bit. But, I mean, only as boring as, like, I think during that time was the most fitness articles I ever read in my whole life. Because, like, I would literally sit up there if I was working in the back and they were all asleep. I would just look up stuff and I just sit there and read all night long, which I got kind of boring after a little bit, but
yeah. When y'all fed, this is becoming a prison interview.
Right, get out of there.
That was Ethan yelling at the cat.
Just want to make sure it still worked.
When y'all fed, did y'all have to like take them?
I never did it, so I have no idea.
Because
I just know they ate.
Like, at some point they ate food.
They eat food at some point.
So, Ian, do you work days or nights?
I work days. I work 6 to 2 at the Pennell Farm in Shelby.
6 to 2? Okay.
Yeah, 6 to 2 and 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
At Shelby to DeSoto County. Or, no, Shelby County. Pennell Farm and the Shelby Farms.
Oh, okay.
But since we have like different buildings, like B building, C building, all the buildings in the Horseshoe, like they actually have to take them down the hill to the main building and feed them in the main building, and then walk them back.
Oh wow!
So it's like
it's terrible.
Sometimes it's 2 officers to like 40 inmates at a time.
Oh my goodness!
Walking up this hill, sometimes it's just 1 to every 40 or to 40
death.
Inmates, but. I mean, you have other officers out in the walkway, and your building sergeant is supposed to be monitoring you as you walk up the walkway, too, but it's the worst. But except for our max building.
How far is the walk?
It's a long walk.
Like 10 miles, usually.
Yeah, you know, uphill both ways.
In the snow.
No, it's a good quarter of a mile, though.
I was going to say, though, like bad weather, like what do you just...
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time I had to deal with that was a few weeks ago when it rained really bad. Like, and it was like storming. You couldn't even see outside.
Oh my gosh. They just don't eat that day.
She's all right, guys. It's raining. Don't get food.
If you're thirsty, go stand outside with your mouth open. No, we had to, on days like that, we just have to wait out the storm and then walk them up the walkway after that. Oh, which I hate days like that. Stella, stop doing that. On days like that, it's terrible because you have to, feeding takes forever. That's the worst. I hate feeding. But in our max buildings, we feed them in, actually take them trays and stuff.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Because I don't
feeding just them. Sounds like they're like a bunch of
cows.
All right, feeding time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go down to the.
We want some slop.
Lead them all in.
See, I always thought that too. Then I was like,
"Hold on, I have a question."
Go.
Because I thought when I first started working in the jail and I heard this term, I thought this was the funniest term I ever heard my entire life. And the first time someone told me this, I literally could not stop laughing because I thought he was kidding. I'd never heard it before, but this is legitimately what. Okay, do you guys have cells, like individual cells and stuff?
Yeah.
The little slot in the bottom where the food tray goes, what is it called?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what it is because I don't ever.
What do you
call
guys
it
call it?
I usually just call it the flap.
First time I ever was in there. In the jail, working in the back where all the people are, the guy comes up to me and he's like, "Hey man, listen, it's kind of hot down there. And they're, you know, AC isn't working that well. So go down there and open up all their bean holes." Wait, what?
Open up their what? You want me to what?
Did you just say bean hole? Because that doesn't. I don't know if I can open that. Like,
I don't really. I'm not comfortable doing that.
I mean, I just don't.
I get
is,
like
this, is this
gloves or something?
Manual somewhere? Is this in the manual? Because I don't know how to open a bean hole. So, I mean, is that not the, like, I was dying laughing. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't. He's like, no, like, and then after I got done laughing, he's like, no, go down and open up the bean. I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what that is.
Again, I don't know what you're saying.
Was my laughter not clear to you? I don't know what that is.
But all it is, for everyone out there that doesn't know, when you look at a jail cell door, and there's like a little, like, I don't know, probably like a foot and a half wide slot in the bottom, that's where the food tray goes.
Yeah.
You would think you would call it
a flap.
A food tray hole, not a bean hole. Like, where did that even come from? Like, I don't. If anyone out there knows why it's called a bean hole, please let me know. I have no idea.
Maybe they just used to feed them beans, which sounds like a terrible idea for a bunch of guys
in
prison.
I just don't. I've never understood it.
Unless you're harvesting meth.
That's a flap that in all the movies, you know, they pass through like keys and
See, and that's what
files.
Flap. Okay,
the flap.
Everyone calls it a flap or a food tray, like slot hole. I don't know how somewhere in between they got mixed up between flap or they mixed all of them together. I think is what it was. They called it a flap, a food tray hole, and then somehow they inserted the word bean, and then that just got it just developed into a bean hole.
That's a terrible name for that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No. No.
My wife is whispering to my guests.
That's my story about a bean hole.
Had the bean hole conversation.
I got it. I did get it open, just so everyone knows. I got everyone's bean holes open.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that sounds terrible.
Don't ever say that again.
What, bean hole or open?
Oh, Lord.
That took a really weird turn. But I was just curious because to this day, that word and term has just.
Some of the older officers call it something else, but I can't remember what it is. But it is funny, but it's definitely not bean hole.
It's not a bean hole.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. Not opening anyone's bean hole.
Um,
Let's so quickly move on.
See online, all the it just says a bean hole.
Please tell me you did not look up bean hole.
You looked up bean hole. You Googled
it. I looked up the etymology of bean
tread
hole.
Tread very carefully.
Okay. It says a hole in the ground that eats dry firewood.
What? What?
That's. It's like
make
a.
Any
it's
sense.
A. It's okay. A. It's a bean.
What did you look up?
The etymology of bean hole.
Look. Look up.
It's a thing in Maine called bean hole beans.
Look up jailhouse bean hole or something.
Oh, don't
look
that up.
I don't
want to
look that up. I'm not looking that up.
No, no.
I don't want that on my browser history. Bean hole.
We will never know.
Do not look at images, though.
Yeah, do not look at images.
Google images. Prison house. Bean hole.
Don't do it. That I can tell you not to do.
Ben just starts screaming.
May never sleep again.
Oh,
that's hey, so have you guys heard about me and Nabel's attempt to get to Columbus?
Oh my gosh!
Briefly, I haven't really
don't
heard
even
about it.
Think about that.
When's the
horrible
next time you fly? By the way,
the next time?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm gonna make sure I'm not flying that day. We had bad luck.
Oh my gosh, it was horrible.
I think you're the bad luck because we had
yeah,
bad
that's
luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because anytime I fly, I'm totally fine. And then he told me that y'all stayed for days,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I was scared I wasn't gonna get to Columbus.
That's what I told
all
him. I was like, dude, I think I'm bad luck, man. Because like, I'm telling you, like, me and Ian literally got stuck in L.A. for 3 days. Like,
yeah,
it was
oh
bad
my
news.
Gosh.
It was terrible.
But that was halfway their fault, halfway our fault. Because we
yeah
actually didn't ever purchase tickets.
Yeah.
We had, what are they called, buddy passes or whatever?
We had standby.
Yeah,
standby.
So anytime a flight got full, we automatically got bumped because other people purchased tickets.
Which didn't we
so
went for spring break, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. So that was our first mistake.
In LAX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So it was a miracle we even got there in the first place.
But honestly, though, like, that whole situation was bad, but we kind of halfway expected, like, hey, we might get bumped off a few flights.
Yeah.
This one, like, we purchased tickets. Like, we were like, dude, like, we're going to,
we're
flying out at, like,
solid
6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We're flying
we were
out
supposed
at
to be there at 10.
11.
Weren't we
11
something?
11 something.
Yeah.
Like, we're flying out at 6. We're going to hit our connection. We're just going to go ahead and get our connection, take off again. We'll be in Columbus, like, roughly 11:30. We can spend, you know, at least half the day in there just relaxing, having a good time.
Well, I was supposed to train a guy.
That's right.
Yeah, at a gym. And so at what, 1 o'clock, and it was like $600 or something that I missed out because
dang
we did not get there. It was terrible, and
bad.
I never did train him because he drove in from Pittsburgh.
Oh,
and it never happened.
Like the long story short, this whole ordeal is like we're supposed to fly to Columbus. Our flight from Memphis to we connected in Washington, right?
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah,
and so the Washington was horrible.
Yeah, so our flight from Memphis to Washington was fine. Like nothing went wrong. Well, we land in Washington, and the captain comes on. I was like, oh, what did they say? Like, they were doing some training or something? Like
yeah, we sat on the plane.
On
when we landed
yeah
from Memphis to Washington, we sat on the plane for, like, over an hour because they
yeah
said, was it traffic control? They had
that's what it was.
They were training.
They were training their traffic controllers.
And they didn't. They were so backed up that we had to sit on the plane for over an hour,
like,
just sitting
oh
there.
Oh, my
god! They
gosh
had nowhere to put us.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't. The
had
reason
no
we couldn't
open
go anywhere is they had nowhere to put us. And eventually, when we did get off the plane, we didn't even get off the plane in a little, I don't even know what you call it. We didn't get off the plane in a terminal.
Yeah,
we got off on the actual ground. And then a bus took us
yeah
to where we were supposed to go.
So they're just
oh
guys running around.
So
the
we missed the first plane. So we missed that one because we sat there for an hour. Yeah. So we missed our first plane. And then what we.
Then we're supposed
we're
to.
We're headed to another one.
Yeah.
And the shuttle made us miss another
miss
one.
Miss another one. Yeah.
Jeez.
Because we, like, the dumb thing about it was, is, like, you had one terminal on one side, one terminal on the other side, and they were only, like, maybe a football field apart.
Mm-hmm.
But, which, I mean, you could literally walk over there in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But we.
Cat. Sorry.
Dog.
I had to yell at my cat.
But,
sorry.
So anyway, we had to get on the shuttle thing, but the dumb thing about the shuttle, if a plane is in the way in any shape or form,
yeah,
you cannot move.
You can't
so
go around it.
So we were literally staring at the terminal we needed to be at. Like, I could throw
there
a
it
rock.
Is, guys.
I could throw a rock at it. And this plane wasn't even in the way.
Not
like,
at all.
It was probably 50 yards in front of us, like ahead of us. We could have completely just drove
behind it.
Yeah, behind it. But it was the white lines. He had to stay in those white lines. And we just sat there. I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to miss our
plane.
Me
and Abel were looking like, dude, like,
it's serious business, those white lines.
Yeah. Me and Abel were like, dude, are you serious right now? Like, we can run there. Like,
just let me out. I can walk.
So anyway, we missed that. We missed the one flight because of that. And we eventually.
Well, we got on a plane. We got on one. We're thinking, okay, we're leaving. So we get on there. We sit there for 30 or 40 minutes.
No, wait. Is this before or after they tell us we're going to New York?
No, this is before.
Before.
Yeah. So we're sitting there. And we're like, okay, we're finally headed there. This is after like 3 or 4 hours, like past like when we're supposed to be there. We're just sitting there. And they're like, we have bad news. This plane is canceled.
Yeah. So we're sitting on. And not only that. But this plane was like incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Like it was really hot. Up. And I like everyone's in there like just getting frustrated and all that.
Mm.
And we're not moving, not doing anything. They're no longer putting luggage on the plane. We're like, what is going on? And we sit on there for 45 minutes and the captain's like, we're having some computer issues and this flight is canceled. I look at Abel.
Dude, we're on the plane.
I look at Abel, which is like in front of me. No, you were next to me, weren't you?
Uh-huh,
we both look at each other. We're like, you've got to be kidding me. So then we get off that plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so listen, like, he's got somewhere else. Oh, and then there was some girl that was there that was going to the same place. But Abel and this girl both had somewhere, like, they had to be somewhere at a certain time, which Abel had to be there to train that dude.
Yeah.
So we were telling this lady, like, listen, we've got to get to Columbus. Like, there's no if, and, or buts. We gotta be there.
Yeah.
Lady's like, well, all the flights to Columbus from here are full.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah. Okay, I don't know if you heard me, but like we've got to get to Columbus, so something's got to happen. And they were like, well, here's what we can do. We can fly you to LaGuardia, and then from LaGuardia, you'll go to Columbus. We're like, okay, that sounds miserable, but...
We have to go to New York.
Yeah, so we got to go to... So we got to go to New York. Well, then we get on the plane in New York, and they have some other like small problem right before we take off. We take off... And then when we land there, we sit on that tarmac for like another 30 minutes. So we missed the connection we were supposed to get to. So now we're in New York. Like,
it was horrible.
If we were in Washington, if we were in D.C., like, it still would have been like kind of bad. But at least we were somewhat in the direction of Columbus. Now we're in New York, like nowhere near Columbus. And so then we get there, miss our connection. We go talk to the lady. We're like, listen, we've been traveling since 6 o'clock in the morning. We had a friend of ours meeting us from Canada that already made it there. Already made it
drove
to Columbus.
From Canada, and he beat us there.
He drove
oh my
Canada
gosh
and beat us to Columbus.
He drove
and we
from
we were in
country
a plane. We were in a plane, and he beat us driving. So anyway, we told him, we're like, listen, we've been flying all day long. We're just trying to get to Columbus.
Canada beat us, all right?
And this lady's
you
like...
You understand what's happening.
It's your fault.
This lady's like, well, there's nothing I can do for you. There's no more flights. Right? Like,
what do you want me to walk?
Like, no, literally, like we've got to be here. She's like, well, there's nothing I can do for you, so go over there and you can go talk to... customer service, whatever.
That doesn't ever, like, that never makes sense to me. Is they're like, oh, there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry. I'm like,
yeah, this is the airline business. Yeah. That's what they told us.
Really?
Yeah.
The airline business is to take you where you don't want to go.
Yeah. And then here's the thing. Oh, and at this point, they've lost our bags, by the way.
Oh, mm-hmm.
We get like 7 bag transfer receipts. So anyway, we go talk to this customer service lady, and she's like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get you on one, but there is one flying. I don't know who we ended up flying. I think it was Delta.
Delta. We ended up, we went on 3 different airlines. Our bags got on American. We were flying U.S. first, and then we were gonna go to American. So our bags went to American. We went
that
to
was the
Delta.
One that canceled.
Yeah, and we went to Delta, and we eventually made it on Delta. So what we got on, like, we got on, supposedly we originally had, what, 2 planes?
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of it, we sat on, what, 6 different planes?
6 planes.
And then we finally made it there, like Ethan said, but then our bags were lost. So they had to ship our bags to us.
To the house.
When they found them.
And I don't know about you, because I don't even think I talked to you about this, but like whenever we were flying into New York, like I said, we flew into LaGuardia. So what you do when you land in LaGuardia, you literally circle the entire city of New York.
Yeah.
And then you know, coming for your approach. Well, then the captain was like, it's kind of windy here in New York today, so it's going to be kind of a bumpy landing, so make sure, you know, get your seatbelt on. I was like, okay, you know, whatever. I've flown a ton of times, ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, here we come in to our approach to New York. And the only thing I can think of the entire time, because the LaGuardia is literally right off the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of the entire time is the plane that landed in the Hudson. And I'm like, I promise you right now, if we land in the Hudson.
I was looking for the geese.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I promise you right now, if we land in the Hudson, I'm done. I'm not going to Columbus. Like,
I live in New York
I'm
now.
I'm calling Daniel Mueller, and we're hanging out. Like, I'm staying in New York. And it was so scary because whenever we were like started landing, you could feel the plane like teeter-tottering back and forth. And I was like, dude, this plane wing's about to clip this water. We're going down. Like, yeah, I'm turning on my phone. Forget this airline FAA stuff. I'm telling everyone goodbye. Like, it was bad.
Lacey, I love you.
Yeah, it was bad. But yeah, we eventually didn't make it to Columbus.
Dang.
Eventually, like 10 hours later.
So yeah, we got there around 9 o'clock that night.
Yeah. We were supposed to be there at 11:30 that morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate air travel.
Yeah, miserable.
It was horrible.
Wow. Wait, what ended up happening in New York? Like,
So we went and go and talk to the people at Delta.
Yeah.
And the whole time we flew U.S. Airways, mm-hmm. and the whole entire time they would not put us on another flight, on like mm-hmm. a different, I don't know what you would call
airline,
it, a different
airline.
Yeah.
They just wanted us to fly their airline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then when we got to New York,
you where you wanted to go.
Yeah. Now you're stuck. But
you're gonna be flying us forever.
sounds like a premise to a bad movie.
Yeah.
But so then
I just want to go.
I ended up texting Lacey. I was like, I feel like Tom Hanks right now. I'm gonna be stuck in an airport the rest of my life. But so anyway, we talked to the people at U.S. Airlines. They're like, listen, I don't know if they'll be able to get you on the flight, but Delta does have a flight going to Columbus, and then it leaves in like 30 minutes. So of course we hightail it to Delta.
Yeah.
We're like, here's our stuff. This is what we need to be on. Yeah. They're like, okay, we got you on the flight. Like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
At that point, you're like, wait, really?
Yeah.
Like,
we missed the first flight from New York because we were waiting for that one. So we ran off the plane, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we missed that one. And then that's when they redirected us to Delta.
Mm. Oh, it was bad news.
It cost them a good bit, though.
The only thing I could think of,
the tickets
also
were like, it was like $500 a piece for us to change the flights. I was like, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Right. That's what you get.
I told Lacey, my dad,
and
I was like,
ship me my bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, if we get on this plane and it like something happens, like, we weren't supposed to go to Columbus. Like, it just like, how do you have that bad of luck?
Hey, but we did get one of those little.
Oh yeah,
those little handy.
We got a little
bags,
handy,
you know?
A nice little handy shaving bag.
Shaving bag, a little bit.
Oh, did we got that T-shirt too?
The T-shirt. Yeah, I still have that T-shirt. Yeah. It was that completely see-through.
Yeah,
that they give you. Just in case you have to live in the airport for...
Yeah.
No, literally. Yes. That's literally
what it is.
They give you a t-shirt like 19 sizes too big. That's completely see-through.
It's also a blanket.
I don't understand the point of it.
No, it's one of those t-shirts that it's super small, but you can stretch it for like a mile. Yeah.
It's like here, we're going to give you a really small t-shirt, but in case you're incredibly fat, like, it stretches. So just get it really... Run it under warm water and stretch it.
But the bad thing is when it stretches, it kind of looks like you're not wearing a shirt anymore.
I know, that's what it looks like. I put it on.
Completely see-through.
It is horrible.
That's what you guys just
and what was weird is the sleeves were different lengths. Like, one would be down here, the other would be way up here. I'm like, guys, look at this shirt.
It probably just factory rejects.
When we got to where we eventually were staying at John's house, Abel, he's like, oh, I wonder what the shirt looks like. So he goes in the bathroom, puts it on, and it comes out, and it, dude, I swear to you, it looked like he was wearing like his dad's like messed up lawn mowing t-shirt or something. Yeah. We're like, dude, like, what the heck is this?
That's like the comedian Brian Regan talks about the essentials kit, and he's like, man, did I overpack? Like, he's like, oh, these are the essentials. Guess I overpacked.
And then, like, I looked in the bag they gave us. They gave us like a toothbrush that was like an inch long.
Oh my gosh!
How much to brush with this thing?
It's like an indigent pack.
Wow. Uh huh. And that razor, oh man, it would slice your face open.
Oh jeez.
Yeah,
so the worst.
But we did end up having a blast. So.
So what are y'all doing? Like, where are y'all going?
It was the Arnold Festival, they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Arnold Classic.
It used to be known as the Arnold Classic.
Okay, most of the time we go, last year, I've been past 3 years, and you go and you come back with supplements like crazy, like bags, like months of stuff. I still got some stuff from last year. Dude. But anyways, I tell Ethan all about all the supplements you can get. So, you know, I'm expecting him to come back with bags, you know, stuff like months worth of supply. We came back with, no joke, what, maybe,
maybe
a week
yeah,
worth of stuff. That. Because the people, I mean, it doubled in size, they said.
And
like,
the thing is I'm not a patient. Like, we probably could have come back with just, like, a ton of stuff. But I'm not a patient person.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, all the big booths, like bodybuilding.com, Optimum Nutrition, mm-hmm. and places like that, like, if you can take, if you can imagine, like, the FedEx form,
yeah.
and then just wiping that whole place out and it'd be mm-hmm. full of booths. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
But literally those lines stretch from the back of the place to the front of the place and then wrapped around.
Jeez.
So
yeah, each of the booths they had, what, about 4 or 5 hour wait just to get through to get samples.
Lunch. Yeah, we went to go eat lunch one day and there was a dude in the back of the line, or not in the back of the line, in the middle of the line. I didn't ask him. I think maybe John did, but he asked him like how long he'd been sitting there, and he said like 2.5 hours.
Holy crap!
Like I'm just not. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
it doubled.
I love supplements. I love supplements. I'm not sitting there for 2.5 hours. And the thing was, if it was like legitimately supplements, like actually containers,
yeah,
of
containers,
stuff,
not
it'd be
just
worth
like
it.
A
one. You sit there and okay. you sit there 2.5 hours for supplements, and you get like 4 sample packs and a T-shirt. Like, no,
it was horrible.
Yeah, like no, I'm just not doing that.
So yeah, we just walked around,
yeah.
and fought the crowds.
Yeah,
you know, walked around like holding our noses from protein farts.
no, pumping powder farts.
Yeah,
that was the worst.
Yeah, so and then we worked out and stuff. Of course, like
that was
different gyms and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of
fun. Taught
fun
John how to speak English.
What?
Taught John how to speak English, right?
John.
Wasn't his name
Mark?
Mark.
Yeah. Right, John.
Well, John's the guy
John's
that we stayed
guy,
with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, taught Mark and we cut and Ethan cut. Screwed up his hair.
Whoa, I didn't. No, John
that
did.
Was John did.
So, whoa,
yeah, John.
I did not screw up Mark's hair.
Did
John
see that?
No.
John did it all
on YouTube. I don't know. We went down there. This guy, he's a well-known fitness model, and he stayed with us also, Mark Fit. And John, he was sitting there. He's like, huh, I need my hair cut. And John was like, well, I got some trimmers back in the back. And he was like, okay. And I was thinking, because he's, you know, he's a fitness model and stuff, you know. I was like, there's no way this guy's going to let, you know, him cut his hair. He's like, no, you can do it. And we're like, serious?
Really?
He's like, yeah.
Your face is part of your job. You know that, right?
So I was like, really? Okay. So it goes in the back. So we go back there, and this is all on film. It's on YouTube. And John goes back there and gets these trimmers or whatever. Yeah. And he's looking for the guards. And when he's doing it, he pulls out some oil that is for this trimmer, supposedly. And he just starts soaking this thing, the trimmer. And I'm like,
oil.
I'm
talking
like,
about,
yeah, with oil.
I mean,
like
when he
oil.
Says soaking, he means like soaking it with oil.
Did you think he was supposed to bathe the trimmer?
Yeah, yeah, that's what he thought. So anyway,
both being able to look at each other
like, and I even tell him, I'm like, dude, I have 2 sisters that cause, you know, that does this stuff, and I've never seen them ever use oil. He's like, no, it is. I do it all the time.
What you're supposed to do?
I'm like, okay, whatever. So he starts going at this guy's hair, and it is not cutting it. And certain spots it would go bald, like different spots
oh,
it would
no.
actually cut it, but the rest of it would not. I was like, what is, why, I've never seen this. And I'm looking at it, you know, when I'm recording it. And I'm like, this, John, something's up
something
with this,
wrong.
You know. And he has patches. It's all like different stuff.
Oh, no.
And the guy's like, and John's like, I think he's got a cowlick. I'm like, what? And the guy's like, dude, he's like, yeah, you know, little patches of hair that just, you know, that doesn't grow. He's like, I've never had that. And John's like, no, I
well,
think you
I do.
But now you got
what
some.
What was so funny is like, I'm sitting there watching John, you know, cut his hair. And the front part of his hair was constantly staying the same length.
Yeah,
it
was
never
still
changed.
Long, yeah.
Never changed. But right about in this area,
yeah.
it was like, I mean, it was shorter
so
than
short.
Anyone's hair in here.
Yeah.
And we're like, I was like, that does not look right at all.
Hey, I think
so,
you did it wrong.
So then,
so I take
yeah,
the
so
razor, and I'm over there like, okay, you know, trying to fix it. It's looking a little bit better, and I start pulling I'm like, I pull off the guard, and the hair is just caked on there. And I'm like, this is not, I was thinking it was gel. I thought he had gel in his hair. I was like, okay, this is weird. I don't know why it's not cutting through gel. And then all of a sudden it hit me. It was oil. And I was like, dude, this is oil. And he was like, John was like, no, it's not. I was like, dude, this is so oil. I like, smell it.
He was like, Abel's like, well, he's like, when are you supposed to use this? He's like, before and after. And I'm like, whenever you use it, you're supposed to put it on there before and
so
after.
He's like, let me get the direction. So he pulls it out, and the thing says, after like, what, three or four uses, you do like two drops.
Yeah.
Two drops.
Yeah.
And he soaks this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That, we never did fix his hair.
That was probably the funniest part of the whole trip.
Yeah.
Wait, so his hair is just, he walked around with terrible hair?
Abel ended up like making it look halfway decent.
I made it look good, somewhat. But, I mean, you couldn't really tell if you weren't really looking at it because I kind of evened it out, but it still was not great.
had we just stopped at what John did, dude, it would have been bad day.
It would have been hilarious.
It would have been a bad day.
We would have had to go probably somewhere like 1 o'clock in the morning to get his hair done somewhere.
Mark would have been like searching on Google. Like,
But it was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Are you going to go to the Olympia?
I don't know.
What's that?
It's like the biggest bodybuilding competition.
That's what Arnold won, the Olympia. That's what he was known for. So,
dang. That's crazy.
You're like, yeah.
You're gonna go to the Olympia.
I might check it out.
Whatever. Yeah. You know, whenever I first
don't they actually have like a show for skinny people? I saw a picture or something. It's like
skinny people.
It's like the opposite of a bodybuilding. Like it's like skinny dudes in Speedos, and it's like you get the award for the skinniest guy or something.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it really is terrible because it's like it's guys that are like skin and bones. Like they look.
Oh my goodness.
Like anorexic or something. It's bad.
That's not a competition. That's a cult.
Yeah, right.
Ian, did you hear that competition I'm doing next? My brother's doing it.
No, your brother's doing it?
Gabe is doing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he wants to stand by you, right?
Yeah. I didn't know before they changed it. At first, they didn't have a teen category. So I was like, Gabe, you're going to be standing, because he's the same height as me.
Yeah.
Or might be even taller now. I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, I was like, dude, you're going to be standing right next to me. He's like, okay. I'm like, dude, you're going to be standing right next to me. You know, he's like 100 and what, maybe 130 pounds, 125 somewhere in there, you know? And, you know, skin, you know, he's just tiny, skinny, you know, he's got that lanky muscle.
Yeah.
And anyways, we found out maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that they added a teen category. And I told him, or someone else told him, they're like, yeah, now you can do the teen category. He's like, I don't want to do it. And they're like, do what? And they're like, no, I want to stand by Abel. He wants to go up there and stand by me. I'm like, oh, wow.
I was talking to him the other day. I was talking to that night. I think it was
at the prom.
At the prom.
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I'm kind of nervous, but he's like, yeah, I don't stand by Abel. I was like, good luck, bud.
Good luck.
So I'm trying to talk him into the teenager.
I don't want to stand by Abel when we're in public.
I know, right?
So much less with my shirt off in a mankini.
I do not wear a mankini.
whoa.
No.
Take that back.
No. It's board shorts.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
it's board shorts completely. It has to be to the knee. So it's even, you know, better than girl shorts. You know, it's all the way knee or longer.
Because that's the physique thing, right?
The physique, yeah.
That's
uh-huh.
3 weekends from now?
Yeah, it's 3 weekends. It's the very end of this month, last weekend, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's no Speedos. I said a long time ago I'd never do bodybuilding because of the Speedo.
I remember
won't do it.
One of the worst days of my life. Was do you guys know John Malasa?
Yeah,
you did.
I was telling him about that just two weeks ago.
I thought you knew him.
I was like,
you remember John Malasa doing that?
I met him and stuff, but I don't know him. Yeah.
He told me that he had a competition or whatever. He's like, yeah, man, the picture on Facebook. I was like, okay, I'll check him out. And I went on there. I was like, yeah, where are they?
And then threw up in your mouth.
I clicked on it, you know, because I couldn't really see it with the thumbnail at the time. Facebook was a little different. So I clicked on it. I was like,
you got a little too much.
I don't want to see this. I can't unsee that. I can't unsee it. And, it was terrible.
You want to know what's more awkward is like pumping up in the same room with those dudes.
Oh yeah.
you're kind of like what I've always done.
Squats, or they're staring there flexing their butts.
Yeah, yeah.
In front of you, and you look up, you think you tighten up, and you're just like, oh,
you think you can grab things. I don't want to see that.
You think he's kidding, but it's true.
No,
like, what I've always done is I just find myself a corner. I just grab some bands and I just mind my own business.
Just turn towards the corner.
Like, don't look at me. Yeah, like, because talk to me.
Oh my goodness! Oh,
have you ever had anyone ask you if you'd oil them up?
What?
Dude. The look on Abel's face completely changed.
This one dude at the gym. The other day.
Heck no!
This one dude at the gym the other day. He's like, yeah, he did the Battle of the Bluff.
Okay. I thought you were about to say someone at the gym asked you to oil them up at the gym. I was like,
hey, what? Buddy, not, need to find a new gym.
Not going to that gym.
Was it at a gym or was it a guy named Jim that just asked you to oil them up?
Both. But he said that he did a competition recently, and he was just like kind of telling me about it. He wasn't really like bragging about it or anything, but he was just like, I guess just proud that he did his first competition. So
yeah.
He was talking to me about it, and he's like, yeah, and then like this dude, like he's a real big bodybuilder, and he asked me to oil him up, and it was fun. And I was like,
No. Don't say it was fun.
Wait, hold on. Did you just say that a guy asked you to oil him up? And he said, yeah. I was like, dude, you know they got people for that. Like,
yeah, they do.
Like they got people.
Yeah, they do. That guy.
Like they got people specifically there to do that. And he's like, no. Like he said that he needed me to do it. And I was like,
they were all on break.
I was like, no, man, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, just trying to make your weekend a little bit worse, but he didn't just need you to do that.
Like, yeah, he wanted you to do that.
You might want to confront him about that at some later point in time.
Uh-huh, the worst thing is having to get someone to shave your back and stuff before you do a contest. Yep.
Thank you, Lacey. Thank you.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yep, that is horrible.
Well.
So what's, like, the most awkward, like, locker room or whatever at the gym? Like, I don't go to the gym, obviously.
Wait, but define, like...
But I've heard, like naked old guys
stuff. Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's the worst when you sit down on the bench beside your locker or in front of your locker and you're putting your stuff in your bag or whatever, and you... this happened to me. I bent down. I was sitting on the bench, on the edge of the bench. I bent down, put my shoes and stuff in my bag. I'd already changed clothes and taken a shower and everything. Put stuff in my bag and leaned back up to where I was sitting up on the bench. And a anxious man was standing to my right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting down, mind you. So... just imagine where my head was level with, and he decided to remove his towel.
Oh, they do that all the time.
Yeah, and I'm talking like a foot away from my face, the face area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was his business.
They have no shame. No. I don't know why. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you go to the YMCA, and you walk in. They go towel-less all the time. Just walk through there, go use the restroom. They're staring at their urinals. And they're just butt naked. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so
it's just
nasty.
A different generation.
Yeah. It's just disgusting.
The worst story I think I have, I guess it's not really a bad story. It's more of a very inconvenient story. Mm-hmm. I was at the gym this one time. I got done my workout, so I was gonna go back in the locker room, get all my stuff out, get ready to leave. Well, when I went in the locker room, there was this completely butt naked man sitting right in front of my locker, and I was like, well, I'll go back out and I'll do some abs or I'll do a little cardio, do something, whatever, make this 10-15 minutes, however long it takes him to get out of here, go away. So I don't know what I did. I think I just went and got on a bike and try to pedal what I just saw out of my head out. So I did that for like 15 minutes. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go back in and get my stuff. Went back in there. Dude was still there. I'm talking about...
He was doing squats.
He was asking people to oil him up. So anyway, he was still there. They had like a bench right there in the middle of the locker rooms. He was just sitting there. Matter of fact, I think he was like putting lotion on himself and stuff. Like, that's all over. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll just go do something else for another 10, 15 minutes. So I went and did something else for 10, 15 minutes. I was like, surely 30, 45 minutes is enough time.
Did he not notice the guy walking in, looking at him, and then turning around and leaving?
That might have been what kept him there.
I want to see what this guy wants.
So, like, anyway, I went in there like a third time. He was still there. I was like, I just eventually, I was like, I'm gonna have to call my dad. I'm like, listen, you got to come get me. My car keys are in the locker room. I can't get them.
Here's the naked guy in front of him.
You don't understand the situation.
He's standing guard over my locker for some reason.
No, you don't understand. I can't leave.
But I eventually.
The worst thing, the closest thing that's ever happened to me like that was in Russia. They're the same way. Like, they have, there's no sense of privacy. Or shame or anything like that. Like, it just doesn't exist. Like,
mm-hmm.
And we took, my mom was on this kick for like a couple of years where she wanted Becca and I to learn like every possible sport imaginable. So like, it was all this one Russian lady named Olga who was like short and stocky.
I don't think she was
an ex-Olympian, but she was something close. Like, she had won all kinds of medals and everything. And now she taught lessons. So she taught me how to swim. She taught us how to cross-country ski and everything.
Did she tell you how to throw a baseball?
Huh?
Did she teach you how to throw a baseball?
No, that's not a Russian sport.
Okay.
They don't play baseball in Russia?
And so anyways, swimming lessons, the first day we got there, there's this huge, like, what?
Hey, they don't play baseball in Russia?
They do now, but not like, it's not the same.
Isn't like basketball a big sport over
Basketball's
there?
Huge. Yeah. And soccer and hockey.
Continue. I was just talking about the baseball part.
So anyway, there's this huge like Olympic sized pool and everything, and it's like it's a community pool now, and you know, everybody comes and everything. So it's kind of like a big version of the Y. But I was like probably 8 or 9, and you know, and I was an extremely shy kid anyway. Like, I was a huge introvert, and so we go in there, and This guy is in charge of the guy's locker room. He's this old middle-aged guy. And he leads me in here. He's like, okay, you know, because they explained to him, here's an American kid. He's just going here for lessons. Help him get through the process. Well, you know, like hotel showers or hotel pools have the shower?
Yeah.
And the rules are like shower off before you get in the pool.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does it. Well, they were like strict about it at this pool. They were like, you have to shower off like every nook and cranny of your body before you get in this pool. And this guy, they're strict about it. And so this guy comes through and he ushers me, and like I said, introvert kid and everything. And then all of a sudden we turn this corner and there's this community shower.
And you have a panic attack.
And yes, because there's like 6 stalls, like 3 on each side of this little small room. Small stalls. Small. 3 on each side.
Wait, were they small?
And there's like 20 people. So it's like you have to share a space that's like 2 feet wide with two other human beings.
God.
And I was like 8. So thankfully, at the time, it was a bunch of kids. But still, I was like crammed into this little 2-foot stall two other 8-year-old boys.
Oh.
And I had on my swim trunks. And everybody else is butt naked. And I had on my trunks.
So you're the weird guy
with
the shorts on.
Yeah,
you're
the
weird guy with the shorts.
Yeah, I was. But the dude, and I'm trying to like look at the ceiling. And
don't look down.
And the dude, the middle-aged guy in charge, kept coming through. And he was checking everybody and everything. And he comes through and he's like trying to gesture to me. He's like, hey, you got to take those off. Like, you got to get clean before you go in the pool. You got to take these off. And he's like trying to take my trunks off.
Oh,
and I was like, no, sir.
Whoa.
These are staying on.
Stranger danger. Hey. Stranger danger.
Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
So then by the time I got into the pool area, I was scarred for life.
I'm scarred for life. Yeah. I think you should talk to the police.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
Nothing happened, but I was...
Yeah. Nothing happened.
That guy
did
sounds
you take
real
off your pants.
I was like, whoa. Something definitely did happen.
I kept my trunks on.
That guy sounds real creepy.
Yeah, that was his job.
His job was taking off little boy's pants.
Wow.
That's not great. Never mind.
That sounds like a terrible job.
So that's my locker room story.
Dog.
You're good at this.
Cat, get out.
Dog, get down.
Well, I guess it's their time, huh?
Yeah, it's actually like almost
10 minutes past your time.
So, hey.
Hey.
You want to do the thing?
Sure. Hey, we have an Instagram. It's at Poser Podcast. We have a Twitter.
Hey, what are y'all's?
At Poser Podcast, yeah. What's you guys?
Twitter and Instagram.
Able Body. I think it's Able Body. I can't remember if it's Jim or not for Twitter. And then, of course, Facebook is Able Abinetti. And Instagram also.
Then mine is on all of them, I believe, except Facebook. It's full_I_love.
Ta-da.
And then Facebook is just my name because it's what's supposed to be.
Email address is poserpodcast@gmail.com. Yep. Am I forgetting anything?
Phone number.
It's 901-290-2212. It's 901-290-2212.
You get out your number?
1-2.
Yeah. That is dangerous.
That's our gosh.
It's a recording service.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're not that dumb. Come on, Abel. Look
good.
At me.
Good job.
I mean, come on.
I'm going to post Abel's phone number.
No, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. No.
Oh, man. Your phone would blow up.
Literally, gosh. It would explode.
Oh,
man.
That'd be horrible.
That would be terrible.
Just so you know, one day is a joke. I might do that. Just
that would not be a joke. I'd have to change my number.
You're
about to say you'd have to pay for, a new phone and new service.
Just to see what happens.
So, wait, do you have anything coming up or anything, like anything big or anything?
Let's see. The contest, end of the month, and then I got...
Where's that?
That's in local, Jackson, Mississippi. And then in June 7th, I got a photo shoot at Boise, Idaho for bodybuilding.com and RSP, both of my sponsors. So that'll be cool. Be in like different magazines and stuff like that.
Sweet. So,
cool.
Well, that'll be awesome.
If you're a fan of Abel, be on the lookout for that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's all, I guess.
Hey.
Don't stare at the
camera. Don't do it.
Oh, I gotta stop it.